In summary, the big new enhancement in 21.4.1 is NPW and Winter Weather Hazard Services. The plan is for focal points to work on configuring NPW first and preparing some data for forecasters to use in practice mode to go through the NPW job sheets. Then, after getting used to NPW, the sites will move on to winter in preparation for the 2024-2025 winter season. There have been lots of performance improvements recently, and big changes are going to continue with the new 27-inch rotatable monitors replacing the 19-inch monitor shortly after deployment of 21.4.1. The NSEA Digital Cursor Readout local app has now been baselined for everyone. NSHARP has a new tool to load soundings graphically. The VCP VMI change request has been updated to support changing the velocity measurement interval once RPG Build 22 is deployed, likely later in 2023. There are new keyboard shortcuts for multi-panels using Ctrl-Alt-0-6, though cycling through multi-panels with the Delete, Backspace, and End keys may be the best way to cycle through multi-panels. MRMS is now on the SBN, and sites should check to make sure they're seeing the latest data and remove old site overrides if they're missing data. Local radars are now sources in the volume browser. And for ITOs and focal points, backup services is going to be a new way for focal points to manage sending and receiving localization files. And ITOs are going to need to watch performance closely if any changes are made to workflows with the upcoming monitor replacement.